scary. It's scary being a woman in South Africa.
Being a woman in South Africa, geez, hey, what an extreme sport.
It's terrifying.
A nightmare for most.
We are silenced in various systems, and it's frustrating and it's exhausting.
Every day we're faced with something new that we have to do in order to protect ourselves, in order to just live a normal life.
To be a woman living in South Africa, that's you being brave with everything going on and still saying, I'm staying in this country. That's you being brave.
With only 2 months until the celebration of women in South Africa, the country is far from celebrating, but rather deep in mourning, as more and more women are being killed by men. Through anger, pain and fear, a few women in South Africa share their experiences with us.
I think the challenges that we face are so many, and they are embedded in different systems which just amplify the challenges, because it's in culture, it's in religion, and it's in the general functioning of society. For example, we are taught from a young age how to dress, how to sit, how to speak to men, how to behave around men, and we are brought up to be wives, and men are not subjected to the same treatment. They are not taught how to be husbands, that, oh, you must do this and this for a woman, for her to, you know, value you or appreciate you. But as girls, you're taught, oh, you can't do this and that. Who's going to marry you? It starts there. The challenges start there, because you're taught to submit. You are taught to be subordinate to men. And then we are silenced in various systems. And it's frustrating and it's exhausting.
So as women, as little girls, as young women, we face so many different challenges, and so hard to just pinpoint just one. But the biggest one of them all would just the fact of being a woman, you know, just being this gender. That's a challenge in itself, of which it shouldn't be.
We face the very, very big elephant in the room, which is femicide. I mean, amongst that, as a woman of color, you still have to face the inequalities that are happening around you. On top of that, if you're a woman who forms part of the LGBTQI plus communities, you face homophobia. So, you know, those are the challenges that I think as women in South Africa, especially black women, I think those are the challenges we are faced with.
In a televised address, the president of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, said the country was in the midst of two devastating epidemics, the coronavirus and what he described as a war on women. Women in South Africa, however, say stricter measures have to be implemented regarding the ruthless killings of women and children in the country.
If I had a message for the president and other leaders in South Africa regarding the current spike of violence incited against women, it would be, take us seriously. Like you say, you take us seriously, because it's like when we shout, that's when you decide, oh, this is a problem. But you have the stats, you know what is going on, and you'd only decide to act when we are probing you to act. And that is not okay, and I do not even think that that is true leadership. So take us seriously. Start with your policies. Police officers, for example, if a woman walks into a police station and says, listen, I was assaulted by this person, I was abused, I was raped, it shouldn't be okay for them to ask, what were you wearing? There should be a policy that prohibits that, and the police officer asking such questions should be in contravention of a particular policy. They should be given a warning or something of that sort or of that nature. It's those little changes that need to happen
But you can't keep saying we stand in solidarity with women. But what are you doing? You can't keep saying these messages on TV that there's nothing that you are actually doing. The policies remain the same year after year. We keep singing the same song year after year. And nothing is happening. It's just that women are dying.
Listen to women. Women are speaking, women are scared, women are tired. Women are sick and tired of living in constant fear. And I think that's what I tell him. I tell the president that I'd like to see something a bit more stricter being done. You know, I bring back the death penalty, electric chair if you must. You know, those type of punishments need to be brought back. You know, you can't just say, as a person in power, and say we need to do better. Or like, what are we doing better? We need to start, like I said, we need to start walking the talk. We can't keep saying, oh, please stop raping. Oh, please stop beating women up. Oh, please stop abusing women. Oh, by the way, there's kids. Please treat them. No, we need to start taking the action, taking the lead to say, okay, this is what's going to happen to you once you so much as lay a hand on a woman. This is what's going to happen to you even if you so much as lay a hand on a child.
What I think men in South Africa need to understand about current gender-based violence and feminine cases in South Africa is that it is every man. It is not just some stranger. We hear people say, real men don't rape. Real men do rape, because if it's not real men who are doing it, then who? It's not a fictional body. It's not an intangible being. It's real men that are doing these things. It is not just somebody you don't know anymore. It's your neighbor. It's your brother. It's people in the working class. It's people in the upper class, in the middle class. It is every single man. It is the construction worker, just as it is the doctor. It is the teacher. It is the engineer. It is every single man. And if men could understand that, then they would stop protesting against our protest. The changes that I'd like to see regarding safety and treatment of women in this country would be just, I needed, like, before it even being a policy thing, it would be nice for it to be changes that directly affect us in society. So I would like to walk down the street and not have a man holler at me. And if a man does holler at me, I would like to see the man next to him reprimand him and tell him that's just not what you're gonna do, you know? I'd like to walk home after 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock and not feel scared for my life. It's really the small things like that that men don't have to think about, you know?
I feel like what men need to understand about the current cases of gender-based violence and the feminine cases is that it's really not just a trend, as some may say, that, you know, women saying hashtag men are trash, they really just want attention. That it's not women wanting attention, it's women stating our reality as South African women, you know. I need men to understand that we need them to take gender-based violence seriously, the same way they take racism seriously in this country.
A message that I have for women is that it is okay to not be strong. It is okay to break. It is okay to be vulnerable, because I think many times it is so difficult trying to balance being vulnerable and being strong. So we rather just be strong for everybody else and ourselves, even if we are breaking at the same time. Because Mosaidu Tara Tipa Kabuhaling, Watinta Bafazi, Watintim Bogoto, and it's like, although those sayings come from good places, they are really dehumanizing, because they take away from our ability to feel pain. It's almost like women are supposed to take pain, you know. You just, the pain keeps coming and we just keep taking it, and that is not okay. We need to start sending out the message that it's okay to come back home from a failed marriage.
from a failed relationship, from anything that does not serve you well, because essentially you have chosen life over death, and that's something that should be celebrated and not laughed about. That's my message.
The message I have for women is that they need to understand that we are on our own. You know, women are all you have, and you must protect the woman next to you with all that you are, with all that you have. Show up for her in every kind of way you can. If you're a privileged woman, show up for the underprivileged, you know. I need women to understand that it's about time they stopped with the body shaming, the slut shaming, you know, things that contribute to bringing one's self-esteem or their confidence down. You know, we need to stop with all of that.
For the woman in my country, I just want to say I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that this is the country that you're living in. I'm so sorry that there's such a target on your back, and I'm so sorry that you're living in a country that's not even hearing you out, you know. So I think that's the one message I have for women, is that I'm deeply sorry that this is what we're going through. This is our truth. This is our life. This is our life and time, you know. That's really sad for me.
From a missing person's case to rest in peace, every 3 hours in South Africa, a woman is killed. How many ruthless killings and murders do we have to witness? How many more retweets, protests, pepper sprays, self-defense classes, gender-based violence, and rape cases do we have to go through? How many more? In the words of South African poet, playwright, and theater director, Kholeka Phuthuma, "I don't want to die with my hands up or my legs open. Worse off, I pray I am not next." Reporting for Multimedia Live, Modiegi Mashamaiti.